On Monday, the DOJ's Office of Legal Services refused to release two videos. The Democratic Party had asked for them, claiming they contained questionable comments Schimmel made while leading a training session for county prosecutors. Madison attorney Michael Bauer, who was a staffer under Democratic Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager, is representing the party in the suit. He says the DOJ claims the videos contain references to specific cases that could violate the privacy rights of victims. Bauer says in a court hearing today in Dane County, the department also cited another reason.
They say that the training is part of a general prosecution strategy that somehow isn't recoverable under the public records law.
Bauer says if that justification holds up in court, it would put a big loophole in the state's open records law. Journalist Bill Leaders, who heads the state's Freedom of Information Council, says the DOJ should be able to redact any sensitive information and release an edited version of the video.
They can't simply say there is some content on these videos that we need to withhold, therefore you can't see any of the video.
Brad Schimmel's campaign released a statement accusing Democrats of being willing to sacrifice the safety of crime victims for a political purpose. Schimmel says, quote, "I don't want predators and their defense attorneys knowing how to evade detection and jail time." Both campaigns have been attacking each other's records as prosecutors as the race remains in a dead heat. A ruling on releasing the videos is expected next Thursday, just 4 days before the election. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.